Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn, damn. Build a movement, baby.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast, top three entrepreneur and motivational podcast. Thank you for the listeners. Make sure you click subscribe on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. Go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog. We appreciate all the millions of downloads and all of the subscribers. So today's episode is an Underdog Bites called What is Your BAM? That's right. I always yell BAM. In my world, it means building a movement, and it's BAM in different aspects in my life. But in my business life for Power Home Solar, it's build a movement, one panel, one customer, one employee at a time. It's a way of life. It's something that our employees, almost 2,100 employees strong, believe in. It's a motto. It's a mentality. It's a lifestyle, right? Just BAM. And you know, the origin of BAM came because one of my executives on the team, Ben Brookhart, had a company I was a partner with him on called Power Home Technologies. And he used to say, boom, baby. And that was it. Like, you know, he's got a little Southern voice, like, boom, baby. And, you know, everybody liked it and it took off. Well, we parted ways and, you know, I opened up Power Home Solar and he stayed on as, you know, running Power Home Technologies. And we went on our own ventures. You know, I was playing a video game with my son. And I was like, boom, baby. And he's like, Dad, you don't work there no more. You don't need to say boom, baby. And I'm like, you're right. I don't. I said, what should I say? He said, you should say BAM. So it's like, I like it. I dig it. So what did I do? I started saying BAM. And then that first Christmas party or holiday party for Power Home Solar, we had maybe, you know, 40 employees. I wanted to make an acronym, build something around the word BAM, because I was always yelling BAM. And I came up with, and I explained to one of our holiday parties, there's footage out there somewhere, that BAM means building a movement, one panel, one customer, one employee at a time. And that you've got to be part of that lifestyle, that mantra, that belief, right? You got to have something bigger than you. And that is really what BAM is for me. You know, it informs a way of life and it describes a quality to embrace, like how and what and who and where are we going? What are we doing? You know, how do we get there? All of that is built in into my belief, the BAM method, right? And you, for my podcast, it's building a moment, right? So each moment that we can grasp and learn from and better ourselves or empower others is unique and important. And, you know, so BAM can be anything. It could be a building a machine, right? We've heard that in our business. You know, we're building a machine. We're not being held hostage, right? We're not being held handcuffed for certain employees or relationships in business. We're building where everybody's a cog on a wheel, on a truck, on a road, you know, driving. We're all together. Nobody's bigger than somebody else. And, you know, BAM, building a machine is another way to look at it. It could be body and mind. You know, you want to make sure your body and your mind are complete. There are so many acronyms for BAM. But for me individually, it is building a movement. And that could be in personal life. That can be in business life. You can put mine as one, you know, one panel, one customer, one employee at a time. But it could be, you know, building a movement, one relationship, one act of kindness, and one inspirational quote at a time. It could be whatever you want your BAM to be, but you know, it helps people dream big and figure out what their dream goals are because it gives them a word that just brings energy. You know, when you say BAM, it feels good. It's not like, hey, or hi, or dude, or no, or bye, or, you know, it has the essence of boom, but to me it's stronger. It's BAM, right? It's like, I think of superheroes and I think of just BAM, things exploding in a good way. That's the feeling I get from it. And so we get, you know, at our install meetings and our sales meetings, we get all of the employees to, you know, 1, 2, 3, bam, because they're all believing that mantra. They believe in what we're doing. It's a mission that aligns everybody in your organization or in your family or in your relationship or in your circle that you want to emphasize this BAM method. It allows everybody to be part of the same message, to be part of the same dream, to be part of the same mission, to follow the same road. And that's important. You know, you don't want people on your team that are playing for something else. If you're playing to win and you're playing to put points on the board, you're playing to be successful, you're playing to grow, you're playing to add jobs, you're playing to get careers to be advanced, you're playing to gain customers, you're playing to build happy customers, you're playing to change the world, then you've got to get them behind you. And so what I did, and I'm not saying it's what everybody, I mean, I want people to try to do that, but I don't know if it's accurate for work for everybody, but the BAM method allowed me to take building a movement and apply different things in different aspects of my life, which allows me to include and involve other people in our business to be part of that mantra and that message and that mission. You know, when you're building a movement, that's a mission. That's a movement together. That's strong. That's stronger than we're just working for this. No. We're building a movement. You know, we're leading a mission of renewable energy and clean energy. You know, that's what our business is about. The customers are buying in. Yeah, bam. They're yelling, bam. They're getting their pictures and giving the testimonials. It's a big deal. And it all started from just a little old word that we decided to put a good acronym together that with, you know, the what the acronym can mean in our business and apply that to our daily principles at work and apply it to the team to be involved in it. It's a game changer. You know, the BAM mindset can be activated anytime. Now that I interview most successful people in the world on the podcast, most of them are BAMers without knowing it, right? They live for causes greater than themselves. Think about that. They live for causes greater than themselves. The moment you start doing things only for yourself is the moment things will implode. I promise it won't last long. You should always try to do some things for yourself, but you've got to have things bigger than you, your family, your business, your dream, your mantra, your reasoning, your BAM has to be bigger than you. Your movement has to be bigger than you. You should always have some things for yourself, some goals for yourself, some wins for yourself, you know, some accolades, some feel goods for yourself. But it can't be all about you. It's got to be bigger than you. It has to be. You take bold actions when you say BAM. BAM will help set your dream goals, your big dream goals. It can stand for anything you want. Like I said, it's a feeling. It's a way to believe. There are so many things going on in today's world. People are lost. People are broken. People get stuck blaming others, finding excuses, putting things in front of themselves that they don't need to put in front of themselves, blaming things of why they don't get places. Like, you know, that's all nonsense. You get a choice every day. You get a choice if you're going to, you know, BAM it out or you're going to just make excuses and bitch it out, you know, and complain and whine and find reasons to not do the right thing or be successful or push yourself to the limits. You're just giving in, right? You're either giving in and you're not doing everything you can and you're dying or you're living. And when you're living, you got this BAM mentality, like, BAM, I've got one shot at this. BAM, I'm going to give it all I got. BAM, I've got this mission. BAM, I'm going to do this. BAM, I'm going to try for that. BAM, I'm going to ask her out. BAM, I'm going to apply for that job. BAM, I'm going to take a leap and open a business. There's just so many BAMs that you can just, it just gives you that little boost of energy. You know, if you're sitting at like 88, just BAM, now you get to 100. You just got to go. You got to use it. I'm encouraging you guys to utilize that BAM method, that BAM mentality, that BAM energy, right? And do something with it. Put it to work. It's all mindset. Like I could be using a word phone, but it doesn't feel strong. BAM feels strong. Use it. Take it. Implement it into the mentality that you have in your business, in your workplace, in your home, you know, with whatever you're doing. Have that mentality for yourself. I mean, you've got to. Something bigger than you. You've got to do that. In today's world, it's tough. People, I'm telling you, man, they're going to find reasons to not do that. They're going to think you're weird. You're saying BAM all the time. They think I'm weird. I'm BAM. You know, I've got it everywhere. I've got it on my car. I've got it on our shirts. You know, we've got it in every office. I mean, I don't care what people think. If they're talking about you, you're winning. Good or bad. I had a friend today. You know, we were part of a foundation thing. I'm not going to name any names, but we were part of a foundation where we were going to do some stuff for this charity, and we still are. But, you know, we give over $1 million to charities a year. Like, we do a lot. And, you know, I always want to help out when I can. And there was an opportunity here where, you know, we were going to, you know, I think give like $10,000. And we were convinced that, you know, and told, hey, you should really, you know, do the bigger package. And, you know, this is what's going to happen. This celebrity is going to do this and this celebrity is going to do that. And so I'm sitting here thinking on a business standpoint, right? Like, you know, foundationally, we, you know, to give back, we give over $1 million, but, you know, a year, and it's separated through different, you know, locations, different charities, different foundations, right? And this one, it was going to be more expensive, like 8 times the 10, like 80 grand and 80K or 90K. If we did this, so I was like, we can't just give that in a foundation. We're already over budget of what we give out. But we saw some aspects of some certain celebrities to be involved and promote our business and promote the podcast and come on. Like, it was like, all right, you know what? This is cool. Goes to a good foundation and we get all those perks. Well, those perks like never really came to fruition. You know, it was hearsay. It was exaggerated. Maybe it was miscommunicated. I don't know. I really don't care. But we elected to pull out and just give the 10K. We said, look, we're not going to do that whole thing. There's no reason. None of it's coming to fruition. You know, one of the celebrities is, you know, he's too good, doesn't want to do things or whatever. And, you know, other celebrities, it wasn't what we thought it would be. So we bowed out. Like, we're not going to do it. But you know what? We still want to give $10,000 and do the bikes. We still want to do something special for the kids. So we're going to. And we're in. But a friend of mine who kind of brought this thing together. He has a friend of his that works at the place that does the foundation. You know, felt bad like that he was in the middle of it. I love the guy. I'm like, you're not in the middle of this. I don't care. Like, you know, it's a misunderstanding or exaggeration or whatever. Whatever it was. We can't do it. So, you know, they'll get someone else to do it. When I found out today, they got someone else to do it literally in the same day. So, you know, good for them. And that's good for that other company. But for what we needed, it didn't work. And he said, you know, I just don't want you to look bad. I said, huh? He said, I don't want you to look bad that you backed out. And I said, listen, buddy, I don't care what I look like to people. I know that when I wake up every morning, I bam it out. I give 110% in everything I do. And when I say something, I mean it and I do it. I don't bullshit. I don't lie. I don't exaggerate. When I say something, I mean it. And I'm going to do everything I can to get it done. And so I'm not going to feel bad. We give back to children all the time on several different foundations, every chance we get. So I'm not going to feel bad that I backed out because of, you know, Mickey Mouse Foundation place couldn't really put the pieces together of what was supposed to happen. I'm not going to feel bad about that. You know, I've got the BAM method. Like, I do everything I'm supposed to do. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than that foundation. We have this process and this place and this energy and this mindset, this mantra that, you know, we're always going to be building a movement and we're going to still be part of that movement, but I don't care what some tool thinks of me. I don't care. And you shouldn't care either. You shouldn't allow people to dictate what you do every day or what they think about you. I love when people don't like me. Like, I know that's weird. I love it. I bet half the subscribers, and we have a shit ton, you know, top three podcasts, and I thank you. Half don't like me. Thank you for listening. Continue to listen. I love it. Get your popcorn, get your Coke, get your licorice. Watch, listen. Here we go. Half don't like me, and that's okay. That's okay. You know, Floyd Mayweather sells a shit ton of fights. Why? Because people don't like him. Now, I'm not trying to be a villain. I'm not trying to be, man, I am on the 2-minute drill. They make me out to be the bad guy when I'm really the nice guy. But in that show, you can see on Bloomberg and Amazon. But in life, I'm not trying to be the bad guy, but you're going to have haters. You're going to have people, no matter what you do, they hate you. They don't like you. They think that you're fake and they think that you've cheated the system. They don't realize that, you know, I grew up in a trailer park and my parents worked multiple jobs and we didn't have a pot to piss in. They don't understand that mindset, right? But they're prejudged, like, oh, he's had everything given to him. I haven't had anything given to me. I've worked my ass off, right? I'm not going to apologize for working my ass off. Neither should you if you're listening. But we get people that hate us and diss us. And that's where BAM comes in for me. When I hear, oh, you know, I don't want you to look bad, or, oh, this person thinks you can't do that, or, oh, they're better than you. I'm like, bam, no, they're not. Like, I'm building a movement, baby. I'm J Dubs. I got this. I'm going to get my team rallied up. We're going to be ready to do what we got to do. Let's go. And that's just what it's about. It's a mentality. And it's unfortunate that people are going to hate, but you need haters because it's what motivates and inspires you. It's what motivates and inspires me. You know, the more people that tell me I can't, we won't be successful, they dog on me, I just want to get bigger and better faster and take everyone I can with me. You know, how do we get to the next level? How do we take our team to the next level? How do we do the next thing? You've got to have this mentality, this BAM mentality, to get through all the minutiae and the bullshit and the obstacles. You know, BAM breaks it through, like you're punching through. BAM, I'm done with that. BAM, I'm done with that. I'm completing that. Like, you got to have this mentality. And I go back full circle, because I can rant on the haters. And the haters, you know, that when people hate on you, they're going to hate on you when you say BAM. They're going to hate on you when you have a, and look, use another word, make up your own word that feels good if you want. But have that mentality, have that mantra to implement it and make it reset. Like, for me, it's like, all right, BAM, like, I'm back to mode one. Let's go. That's what I do. But you're going to have people hate on you. I love when they hate on me. I love it. I love the secret, you know, the secret haters that, like, watch, but they hate, but yet they envy. I mean, that's cool. Don't be that person. I mean, if you're that person, thank you for subscribing. If you're that person, thank you. But I believe half of you, maybe a little bit more than half, aren't. Half of you are more than half. You can relate to me. You understand what I'm saying. You know, we have more in common than you would know. And you believe, like, hey, this guy's real. I can listen. And I appreciate that. And for those haters out there, like, look, you're just driving me and those other folks to take it to the next level while you're watching. And it's okay to be a hater now if you really want to be, but eventually you need to get on the road and start making some miles on your own. You can't just watch from the sidelines. You can't just watch cars drive by and watch talent drive by and watch, you know, people do things and complain and complain and complain as they continue to move forward. You're going to have to step up and move forward. And I'm encouraging everyone to use that BAM method to do that. Take bold actions, believe in yourself, body and mind, building a movement, building a machine. Use that BAM method. That's a wrap. Make sure, I got the new book coming out, Own Your Power. No bullshit, no excuses. The time is now. Right now, you can pre-order it on Amazon. I've got it discounted for the Audible book at 99 cents, and you get a free swag bag. And there's going to be a bonus chapter that comes out on the Audible book called BAM, right? So make sure that you go to Amazon, put in Own Your Power, Jason Waller, that's the book. Pre-order it. Get your swag bag ready. Get your bonus chapter. 99 cents. We've discounted it to make sure we get out there. We're trying to go for a New York Times bestseller. Help us out. I appreciate the followers. I appreciate the subscribers. I appreciate the belief in me. I believe in you. Let's go out and BAM this together. BAM.
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
Damn, True Underdog. Damn. Unleash the power.